Welcome to Dubs OT, your weekly Warriors podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring interviews with players, coaches, and media members.
Dubs OT is brought to you by TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, home of the 2020 PGA Championship. Enviro Heating and Air, serving all brands of HVAC systems in Sonoma County and Marin County. And Kane's Tire in San Rafael, the lowest prices in Marin for over 60 years. Now, here are your hosts, Ray Woodson and Joe Castellano.
Coming up, we'll talk about the Warriors' six-game winning streak and the highly anticipated debut of DeMarcus Boogie Cousins coming up on Friday. But first, I want to tell you about our favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. At TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, not only do you get to play where the pros play, but you also get to play where Warriors play, like Klay Thompson, who hosted a tournament at TPC Harding Park over the summer.
Thompson Family Foundation Golf Tournament, that was so much fun. Shout out to TPC Harding Park for hosting us. I played great too, so that always helps. Just a fun day on the course for a great cause.
All hell about to break loose, so it's going to be fun.
That is Draymond Green after the Wednesday win for the Warriors against New Orleans, talking to Kareth Burke from NBC Sports Bay Area. And, yeah, I mean, he simply summed it up succinctly that all hell is about to break loose when DeMarcus Cousins joins the Warriors. And that's the big story, of course, on Friday when the Warriors take on the Clippers in Los Angeles. And, Ray, I mean, that's huge that DeMarcus is ready to go. But at the same time, the Warriors have been playing great basketball of late. So it's going to be interesting to integrate him into a team that has really found its rhythm with six wins in a row.
Yeah, it's going to be the story that we've been talking about since the start of the season. It may be the story in the NBA by the time all is said and done. How does Boogie Cousins mix with this group? How does he kind of resurrect his career after a devastating Achilles injury that took a year to get over? And so there's been a lot of build-up to this. There are going to be a lot of expectations. I would say don't expect too much right out of the chute, but I think that it's pretty tantalizing. Like Draymond Green says, all hell's about to break loose. All hell has been breaking loose the last few games. I mean, they've got KD and Curry playing together again, and you know, it's almost like, yeah, you have two of the elite scorers of all time playing together. That's a challenge for defenses. And they're rolling 130, 140 now every night. And this is the Warrior team that we had hoped to see at the start of the season. They spent the first half of the season kind of messing around with different rotations, and of course they were dealing with some injuries, problems at the five. Well, you would hope that that box is checked off now with DeMarcus Cousins coming back and accounting for some of those minutes we've been talking about that have been missing at the five. That as much as anything. Play a little defense, get some rebounds, hit an open shot, and, you know, mission accomplished. But, of course, we know that DeMarcus Cousins is capable of bringing more to the table. And that's why Draymond said what he said. Now it's a matter of putting it into action and seeing if this guy is going to be a mix with all the great offensive players and whether he can kind of subjugate his game a little bit because, among other things, he's a pretty good passer. In fact, a very good passer. I was talking to Bill Herenda, who covers the Sacramento Kings up there, and he was talking about how that may be the best aspect of his game, his passing. That could work out very well with this team. You know, they don't need him to score as much, but they do need, you know, if the defense is going to lay off of him, which would be foolhardy, but if they do, he's going to knock down some open shots. That makes the team absolutely uncoverable. So that's the tantalizing aspect here. But is he going to be in enough shape to keep up the pace? Maybe not right at the start. Maybe so. We'll find out.
Well, I'm really glad Bill Herenda got a mention. He was my former partner on Comcast Hometown Network high school games. He's got a ton of energy. Love that guy. And speaking of energy, and before we get more into Boogie Cousins, the Warriors have been playing with so much energy lately. I mean, you look at that Denver game earlier this week, and that was supposed to be, you know, the showdown for the top spot in the Western Conference, and it turned into a blowout because the Warriors played, as Steve Kerr put it, beautiful basketball. I mean, they were moving the ball, they were finding open shooters, and they were hitting everything, Ray. I mean, they shot 60% in that game. They had 51 points in the first quarter, an NBA record. They had 21 threes. That game was just ridiculous.
Well, we saw the full-on Warriors in that game. And that was the game where they served notice to the rest of the league. Yeah, we've been messing around and we've had some issues, but we're still capable of that. And it reminds me of Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, where Marlon Perkins sends out Jim to look at the pride of lions out in the savannah. Of course, Marlon in the comfort of his own studio, while he sent Jim out to the wild to risk his neck. But you'd see the pride of lions, and the older lion still running the pride, but the young lion would try to rise up and take over, and it would be up to the older lion to either slap him down or slink away. And in this case, the older lion, and I put older in quotation marks, slapped down the younger lion in Denver. It was emphatic. And, you know, I know post-game they're downplaying a little bit. Kevin Durant was asked about whether it was a statement game, and he said, well, they know who we are. They should know who the Warriors are, for, you know. But this is one of those games that that we circled on the calendar, a lot of people did, as a challenge in the West. Denver's a very good team. They kind of use the Warriors' blueprint. They're up and coming. And, you know, they could be a team that could contend for a title in a couple of years here. The Warriors are saying, not so fast, my friend.
You know, the Warriors in that game, I just thought they displayed so much unselfishness, which, of course, is what they're known for on offense. But I don't know that we've seen it as much this year. Ray, I mean, they've had their ups and downs this year, for sure. And the offense was clicking so well because, you know, players were unselfish. I mean, Durant was making passes. And, you know, any time that they knew that Klay Thompson was starting to heat up, boom, he was getting the ball. And, I mean, that to me has been emblematic of what's been going on here during this winning streak.
Well, yeah, and it sort of has its own momentum, you know, when you see the offense moving so well, guys are getting open shots, and you know that eventually you're going to get yours. And I think that's the message here. You keep the ball moving, you keep stressing the defense, everybody's going to get their chances. And so Kevin Durant thinks nothing of handing over the stage to, say, a red-hot Steph Curry. He knows he's got the hot hand. And I think there's that one sequence where he gave the ball back to Steph, and he made about a 28-foot three, and Durant's just kind of shaking his head like, this guy's incredible. He's on another planet. So that's game-recognizing game for sure. When you have that sort of attitude, when you have that sort of culture in the team, with a team of this talent, it makes them unstoppable. It hasn't been there all the time this year. They've been fighting through some stuff. There's no doubt about it. And that includes, you know, moving the ball. It hasn't happened. It didn't happen in the second half against Houston at home a couple weeks ago. And I think that loss stung them a little bit. And, you know, they brought an extra amount of focus to the next several games, and you now see the results. Everybody knows they're going to get their chances. They're going to get their looks. They're going to get their shots with the ball moving around. And right now, I mean, Steph Curry, holy moly, he's in another universe. And by the way, Klay Thompson is pretty close to that extra universe as well. And we said it about a month ago, you know, he's going to go through his slump. It's going to be tough for a little bit, but once he starts making a few shots, you know how explosive he can be, and then he can become a holy terror. And we've seen that for a couple of games. Then you see Steph doing what he does. And I still think it's Steph's team, right? It's for a decade now. It's been Steph's team. It will be Steph's team. And I think whatever Kevin Durant sort of assesses from that, he's made peace with it, at least for now. There's going to be a whole lot of speculation about what happens in the offseason this summer. But I think for now, they've sort of had that realization that, hey, let's be true to our word at the start of the year and enjoy this. And it's been pretty damn enjoyable the last few games. And that first half in Denver was peak Warriors. That was, as Steve Kerr said, it was beautiful basketball. It's as good as it gets.
We'll have more Dubs OT right after this. Dubs OT is brought to you in part by Enviro Heating and Air, licensed, experienced, and affordable HVAC contractors near you. Enviro's experienced team services all brands of HVAC systems in Petaluma, Santa Rosa, Sonoma County, and Marin County. Enviro Heating and Air contractors have a solid reputation for having thorough knowledge of residential heating and air conditioning systems, as well as commercial HVAC systems. For your free HVAC air conditioning and heater estimate, call Enviro today at 707-781-8383. That's 707-781-8383 for Enviro Heating and Air. You mentioned Curry. He's been making all kinds of shots. I mean, he's been making, you know, these reverse layups with English on him. But, you know, you go back to the threes, which is, of course, his forte, and he's got 28 of them the last three games, which I believe that's a record over a three-game span. I mean, where he scored 48 points, 31 points, 41 points. I mean, he's so locked in right now. And that's the thing. If you go back to thinking about Cousins joining the team, I hope it doesn't disrupt what Steph has going on right now, because he needs to stay locked in like this, because they're going to keep winning if he does.
Steph is on such another level now that I don't think anything can disrupt him. I mean, when he's making his shots, he's making his shots. And, you know, the good thing is DeMarcus Cousins has now had half a season to soak it all in from the bench and to soak in what the culture is, to soak in how they operate offensively. I don't think it'll be quite as disjointed as some people might fear. You know, they're going to have their moments. It's understandable when he first gets onto the floor, but I think he knows what this team is about. And he's at a critical juncture in his career. I think he's smart enough to understand that, you know, the role he has to play here. And he doesn't need to come up with 30 and 15 every night for the team to have a chance. There's just too much talent here. So in a way, a little bit of the pressure is off. He doesn't have to do as much. But if he does enough and he earns enough praise, he'll get his money, you know, when the new contract comes up and he shows that he is physically sound once again. But it's going to be fascinating. It's been this question all year is, you know, how's this going to work when this extra all-star comes onto the floor for the team that's already rolling 140 every night? Good grief. You know, the thing about Steph, too, is he's very much a team player when all is said and done, but he has a great sense of when to take charge, and I think his teammates know, and this is something else you know from playing together for a few years, all right, this guy's en fuego now. Let's hand him the ball. Let's get him the ball as much as we can. And we're seeing them getting back to that. Like I said, it has its own momentum. I think they had trouble getting that momentum in the first half of the season for a lot of reasons we've talked about on this podcast. But when it's working, it has its own momentum as well. And everybody wants to join in on that fun.
Here's another aspect that's really scary for the rest of the NBA. I mean, you think about the New Orleans game, and the Warriors were down a couple times. I think it was like 17 points and 16 points. But they got great contributions from Andre Iguodala, Sean Livingston, two guys who have been, you know, sort of, I don't want to say invisible, but they have not been themselves, I don't think, this season. And Draymond Green has not been himself at all. He's been still getting his assists and his rebounds. Defensively, maybe not what he was right now, because he's, you know, he really has kind of found his way as far as that foot injury, but he wasn't hitting anything from the field, and all of a sudden he knocks down 4 3-pointers. I think that makes a big difference. I mean, all of that right there makes it really scary to me for the rest of the NBA.
Oh my goodness. I mean, we may be witnessing in the second half of the year leading into the playoffs and hopefully into June, actually the best version of Warriors basketball in this era. You know, this is after we've been doing a lot of hand-wringing, right, about, you know, what the Warriors are going through and how they get out of it. And, you know, I tweeted it out a couple weeks ago. Yeah, I could see another team winning a title, but that's not the way I would bet. I would always bet the Warriors to win the title. But when they're playing this well, and, you know, you got Draymond making the contributions he does, and he doesn't need to do a whole lot offensively, but if he can do a little, that helps. And I felt like his three-point percentage and Clay's three-point percentage were, you know, they were well below their career norms, and they were bound to go up. It's happening with Clay, and it's happening a little bit with Draymond. But again, he doesn't need to provide as much offensively. It's what he does defensively, and we've seen some sequences in the last few games that have just been incredible. And, oh, by the way, the last game he had a very tidy plus 41. It was against Denver, and a plus 41. So, I mean, he's the guy that may not ring up on the scoreboard, but you see the results on who he plays with and what effect he has at both ends of the floor. And we've seen a lot more of the real Draymond, I think, in the last few games. You know, and again, playing as well as they have, it's invigorating. It's invigorating for the veterans like Livingston and Iguodala, who kind of have to pace themselves at this point of their career, let's face it. But if they're able to do that and harness the energy when they need it, and they've got that coming off the bench, and again, Cousins, you know, it will be coming off the bench at first. All of a sudden you stop worrying about the bench. Now they're 10 and 11 deep, and it's not a big deal anymore. So it's incumbent on the opponents to figure out a way, and they have to some extent this year, how to beat the Warriors in an individual game. good luck trying to do that over a course of a series in the playoffs.
You know, this reminds me of the very beginning of the season, Ray, when they started 10-1 and they had players that were healthy, and then all of a sudden Steph Curry goes down. I mean, they lose to Milwaukee and things started to get iffy when Steph was out, of course, and Draymond was out. And then, you know, it seemed like it took a while, even though those guys were back, for them to really be in sync, and now they are.
Yeah, they got to play together. And that hasn't happened a lot in the first half of the season, and that's, you always have to look to the injuries. Injuries, even for teams as loaded as the Warriors, do have an effect. And, you know, on a smaller scale, losing Damian Jones, and again, losing those minutes at the center spot where he could at least rebound and block shots, and, you know, maybe take some lobs from Draymond for slam dunks. A lot of stuff just wasn't happening for the Warriors, and yet, despite all that, they were right there with Denver, and then they took him down the other night. So it wouldn't surprise me if the Warriors go on a tear here and just take over in the Western Conference, because as we noted earlier in the season, people were beating each other up in the West. Nobody was running away with it. And then you have LeBron getting hurt down in L.A., so that's another sidelight that you know, be a lot of focus on that in the second half, but it's going to dig such a hole for the Lakers. I don't think they're going to be a challenger to the Warriors, either in the regular season or the postseason. So I'm really, along with a lot of fans out there, I am almost giddy with anticipation of what this team could become in the second half based off of what we've seen the last few games. It has been a steamroller.
Dubs OT continues in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Mark McElhone at Kane's Tire in Santa Fe. If you want the lowest prices in Marin and the best service, call us at 453-2942. Kane's Tire, 1531 4th Street, where our prices beat Costco's prices every time.
Let's listen in to part of what DeMarcus Cousins said to ESPN in an interview this week.
Kind of nervous about it, actually. You know, at the end of this month, it'll basically be a calendar year. So it's been a long time coming, to say the least. It's almost like a punishment. You know, when you're a kid and you know, get your favorite toy taken away for a certain amount of time. And, you know, once you finally get it back, you feel like you love it even more. So it's kind of one of those feelings. And, you know, once it's in my hands, I'll take care of it. Well, obviously, I won't be the same player. I've gotten better. So, you know, a lot of things have changed in my game. Jump shooting, skill work. I think everything has just increased and gotten better. Well, with Dominique, that's who I've probably spoken to the most. And he just basically tells me to attack it. Once you realize you are healed, like, don't think about it. Just go forward. One thing that Dominique also spoke on is, you know, they don't know your heart. They don't know your drive. You know, people that do know me, they know I'm very stubborn. I don't like to be proved wrong. I actually prefer teammates that have emotions. It means you care. Compared to a guy that's kind of just nonchalant and goes about it like it doesn't matter. So I want guys that care. I want guys that show they care. And, you know, that's something that your team does. I'm back, and I'm not looking back. I'm moving forward. I'm leaving it on the floor every night, and I plan on coming back for that top spot.
That's DeMarcus Cousins, who is ready to make his Warriors debut on Friday in L.A. against the Clippers. We'll talk more about Boogie when Dubs OT continues in just a moment. Dubs OT is brought to you in part by Enviro Heating and Air, licensed, experienced, and affordable HVAC contractors near you. Enviro's experienced team services all brands of HVAC systems in Petaluma, Santa Rosa, Sonoma County, and Marin County. Enviro's goal is to provide each family and business with the most energy-efficient heating and air conditioning system to fit their needs. Enviro is happy to provide a free estimate for your new energy-efficient HVAC system. Contact Enviro Heating and Air today to get an estimate and lower your monthly heating and air conditioning energy costs. Call 707-781-8383. That's 707-781-8383 for Enviro Heating and Air. Let's talk more about Boogie Cousins. You know, Connor Letourneau has done a great job in the San Francisco Chronicle of detailing some of the other players that have come back from Achilles injuries. Mm-hmm. And, man, I mean, it's littered with players who didn't do well when they came back.
That's
true. It is not easy. I mean, we know it's a difficult injury to come back from, but when you looked at the statistics that Connor laid out, I was kind of surprised. I thought, I thought more players came back in an easier fashion, but, you know, with today's medical, ability of the doctors, I mean, I'm sure it's going to be a little bit better for Boogie. He is a big guy, and Dominique Wilkins has given him some advice about it, and I guess Dominique was one of the rare guys who did come back pretty strong after the Achilles injury, but, it's going to be one of those things where I think you have to kind of temper your enthusiasm and let the guy get back into the swing of it, because it was a tough rehab from that type of injury.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And so if we're going to talk about something to be cautious about, that is definitely it. Basketball-wise, you could see how this might fit. But at the same time, is he going to be able to keep up the pace, being a big guy coming back from a devastating injury like that? All the reports leading up to this point are very encouraging. And he's with the right team, as far as not having to rush him back, not having him come back too soon with an injury like that. That is one injury, and you could say that about a bunch of injuries, but that's one of the handful that you do not want to try to force it. And so the Warriors were in a position where they didn't panic and they didn't want to force him back into the lineup. But here he comes. And like I say, from a basketball sense, it should work. It's just a matter of how he is physically.
I heard an interview today with George Karl, who infamously didn't get along very well, I guess, with DeMarcus Cousins when they were together in Sacramento. But he did mention that he thought Boogie was going to help the Warriors defensively more than people think. And if that's true, I really think that's a big key, because that we talked about this before, Ray, that's where they've been really missing a piece. It's a void there when you have other teams with a big man that come in and they've just been owning the Warriors. And I'm wondering if he can handle that. If he can anchor that a little bit better, that's going to help a lot.
Well, they've been undersized with Damian Jones out. And, Looney has done as well as he can in that situation for as many minutes as he can. But sometimes it's real tough. And sometimes you end up losing assignments, too, and you see guys get easy buckets underneath. But that's where they've gotten burned, at the five. So just having a big body in there to kind of take up space, to get some rebounds, things like that, force a few more misses. I agree with George Karl on that. That's going to be important. Otherwise, George Karl could be pretty bitter. we know that. But in this case, I think he's right. And in this case, he agrees with Michael Malone, now the Denver coach, who was saying how he thinks it's going to be a great fit, that he's with the very best possible situation with the Warriors. And I love the quote from Andre Iguodala, who said, "We're going to do all we can within our power to make this successful and make him successful." So it's, taking ownership of the situation and, understanding this person can really help you win and make life easier for you, and you want to make life easier for him as well.
I want to talk a little bit about his attitude, because so far he has been such a great citizen. I mean, with the ejection notwithstanding, because he got ejected from a game even though he was on the bench. But
I get some extra points for that.
Yeah, exactly. But other than that, I mean, it just seems like he is helping out the younger players, the younger centers, and he's always jovial with his teammates on the bench, and he's been such a great cheerleader and all these things. But your former colleague at KNBR, Tom Tolbert, brought up a really good point recently. It might have been a week or two ago. He was talking about how when you're on the bench and you're not playing, it's easy to be a great teammate. But when things aren't going well on the floor, that could be a little bit different. And we know that he has a history. His attitude hasn't been always that great. So you just wonder how this is going to work out, too, once he hits the floor, because he's been nothing but great so far.
Well, we know. And there's a very intense competitive aspect to him on top of everything else. And he can be volatile when, a game goes on and there's context. We've seen it multiple times, and the Warriors were good at kind of living inside his head and getting him, off his game. Teams are going to try to do that based on his reputation. Maybe he's matured a little bit, but I think that's right. Yeah, it's easy to be the great teammate when you don't have anything going wrong on the floor. You just sit there watching the show. But for DeMarcus Cousins, the two questions are, okay, if things go badly for him on the court, if he's getting foul calls, how's he going to handle that? I mean, first of all, we talk about Draymond getting technicals, and he got one the other night. There are a lot of guys in the league like that, first of all. But we focus a lot on Draymond because he's with the number one team. And so nationally, there's a lot more attention on that. There are a lot of guys around the league who bark at the referees who are intense players. So it's not like Draymond's a one-off or Boogie Cousins is a one-off. But that is part of the scouting report. Can you get him out of his game? So if things aren't going well for him on the floor as far as foul calls, things like that, how does he react? Or if things are going really well for the Warriors, but he's not getting his touches, how does he react to that? You know, we can say right now, based on what we see in the first half and based on where he is in his career, coming back from a big injury, it's incumbent on him to be on his best behavior. But sometimes you revert to your old form in the heat of the moment.
Well, there's two parts to what you're talking about. One is the officials and both DeMarcus and Draymond, because I know I agree with you. I think there are a lot of players around the league. Every team has players that are complaining, but I don't know about a tandem more intense than those two guys. I don't think I'd want to officiate a Warriors game. And you know, it's funny because DeMarcus just the other day told ESPN that the Warriors are the most hated team in sports, and that's debatable. I mean, you got the Cowboys, you got the Yankees, you got the Dodgers, which we talk about. But I mean, you know, if you're an official, it can't be any fun when you think about those two guys coming after you.
Yeah, so you know, I don't know if that influences you. I think, you know, human nature being what it is, I don't know if that influences how you call a game at all. But if things go sideways, it'll be entertaining for us. I can tell you that. It may not be entertaining for the officials, but you could see a record of a technical fouls here in the second half, for all we know, with those two on the floor. But, you know, who knows how that's going to work out? Maybe it's one of those things where we give it a lot of hype, and maybe it ends up being one of those things that never lives up to the hype because we gave it such a buildup. But I think there will be some entertaining moments. I'll just put it that. There will be a few games where it could go off the rails, all right? But it won't be enough to, you know, deep six the season or anything like that.
Here's the other part. Now, the other aspect of what you talked about is getting the ball and, you know, and being happy with how many shots you get or anything like that. And I think Steve Kerr is just a perfect coach for this because he has the right demeanor. You know, the players never seem to get upset with him. He handles all kinds of egos. I mean, let's face it, all NBA players have them, but he played with Michael Jordan and just seems to know how to deal with that. And I think he's going to have just the right amount of mix of plays for DeMarcus to be happy. That's my prediction. What do you think?
Well, I think they're probably working that in practice over an extensive period of time. And I think he's gotten to know him pretty well. If you didn't know him already before he came to the Warriors, he's gotten to know him pretty well now. And I think that's also the benefit of having him with the second unit, where he definitely will get more touches. He'll be more of offensive focus. But they haven't had that necessarily, where they haven't had that go-to score all the time in the second unit. And they had to stagger KD and Steph to kind of cover some of that. They won't have to do that as much now. So, you know, there'll be limited minutes, I would imagine, right away. I don't know how many that would be, whether it's 18 or 20 or 22, something like that. But you know, I think in that situation, coming in with the second unit, he will get some more looks and more involvement on the offense. Now, eventually, I would think, gets to the point where he's playing with the first unit because his minutes are stretched out and he becomes more and more effective over time. And then he's working more with Steph and KD and Clay. But I think at the outset, he's going to get a chance at least to show that he can knock off the rust.
The other part of this that's exciting is the schedule, because it's definitely a challenge to go on the road to face a good Clippers team, at the Lakers, at Washington, at Boston on this road trip here. I mean, you know, it's challenging to begin with. Now you're integrating a new player. This whole thing is going to be really interesting to watch.
Well, that's the good timing of it. You know, you've been playing great basketball, so you've kind of got that wind behind your sails, but also you get this injection of new talent. So that'll get you fired up, and they've been good games with the Clippers. On top of that, they've remade their roster and been a real challenge for the Warriors. And they played some games down to the wire this year. Now you get to DeMarcus Cousins for that game. So, I mean, as far as the intensity level, that should take care of itself against the Clippers, and I think it will against the Celtics too. That'll be another game that they're going to circle, and the Celtics might be a game where Boogie Cousins really comes into play, because they're one of the better defensive teams in the league. They don't always play at the pace the Warriors do, and so there are more half-court sets and maybe that's the point where DeMarcus Cousins can shine, whether he's open for a three or on the low block or creating a, you know, passing opportunity from either the high post or the low block or pick and rolls, things like that. A guy who can help you a lot more in the half-court offense. That Boston game, I think we talked about last week, that's one of the games we have scheduled this, or circled this month on the schedule, along with the DeMarcus Cousins coming back against the Clippers and the Denver Nuggets game. Well, they passed with flying colors against Denver. I think they're going to do pretty well against the Clippers. That Boston game will be a little tough given the travel schedule, but I think that's another one that will have their full attention.
Can you believe Patrick McCall would want to miss all of this excitement?
I'll ask the same question I've asked about 10 times. What the hell was he thinking? What went on there? Something must have gone on there. I don't know what it was, but something went on there that made him not want to come back to this situation. And as it turned out, the Warriors wanted the league to look at it. They didn't find any wrongdoing. I don't blame the Warriors. I mean, it kind of felt like they should have gotten some compensation for that. But okay, he's one of those guys, try your luck somewhere else, and, you know, it's not going to be as successful, but maybe you get your numbers, maybe you develop your game that way. Seems like no better way to develop your game than with some of the greatest players of all time on one of the greatest teams of all time, and by the way, he was making some contributions, so I don't know. I don't know, man. You know, it's on him, it's on his agent. I don't know him that well, but I hope it works out for him in the long run. It right now, it looks like a horrible mistake.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Well, Ray, great discussion here today. Look forward to doing it again next week and seeing how Boogie is as a Warrior. It's going to be fun to watch that.
We're going to have a Boogie Oogie Oogie podcast at that point. It's going to be like Peaches and Herb. Wait a minute, I'm way out of the demographic. Strike that from the record. It'll be a lot of Boogie talk. We'll just put it at that.
Thanks for listening to the Dubs OT Warriors podcast. Join Joe Castellano and Ray Woodson again next week on thesportsvirus.com.